Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1984. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Beyond Our Lady statue, there are lights emanating from the branches of the trees. The lights are blue and pink. I never saw this combination before at one time, blue and pink. That means that Our Lady and Jesus will be appearing. Now, high over Our Lady statue, there is a circular light, a light that seems to be growing closer and also wider in appearance. Oh, directly over Our Lady statue, I can see now the light has dimmed a bit, and I can see our Blessed Mother coming forward. She has on a most beautiful white gown. It's pure white like sugar. And all about her, there is a cape that's swirling in the massive winds tonight. The cape that Our Lady is wearing has gold trimming about 3/4 of an inch around the outside of the mantle. Our Lady has on very dainty slippers. They are closed, but on each foot of the slipper, there is a small golden rosette. Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. Now, I hadn't noticed, since my full concentration was on our Blessed Mother, I looked up, and there's Jesus now coming through the clouds. There are white clouds all surrounding him, and he's coming forward now. He's not walking, he's floating. Our Blessed Mother and Jesus don't walk like we do. They float like they're weightless. Yet Jesus and Our Lady both look as solid as you and I. Our Lady is looking now over her left shoulder, and she sees Jesus coming down, now getting closer to her over the statue, and she's smiling. Our Lady is smiling. Now they are standing both together. Our Lady is on Jesus' right side, and now they're standing in perfect unity above the statue. I would say at least maybe 15 or 20 feet now above the statue. Now, Our Lady is looking around, and she's taking from about her waist her rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and what appear to be the rainbow's colors of the Hail Marys on Our Lady's beads. I do believe that the beads change color as Our Lady turns in each direction. Now, Our Lady is looking up to Jesus. He's standing there. Jesus has nothing on his head now, no cowl. He has on a cape, a beautiful red velvet cape, which is held together, fastened by a bow made of like gold silk cord about his neck. Jesus' hair is blowing slightly in the wind. Now he's looking over to his mother and nodding with a smile. Our Lady now is taking out her rosary from about her waist, and she's blessing the people on her right like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, as Jesus is watching and he's nodding, Our Lady now returns over above the statue, and Jesus is over her now. He's not standing beside her, but he seems to be higher in the sky. Our Lady is nodding with a smile and taking her crucifix, her golden crucifix on her beautiful rosary, and holding it up like this and blessing the people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is turning to her left, that would be our right, and starting to move towards the right side of the field here, above the trees. Now Jesus is following. And a lady now is for the third time extending her crucifix from her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to her right, and she's now floating across the sky to join Jesus, who's standing about 15 to 20 feet above Our Lady's statue. Now they are both together. Our Lady is at Jesus' right side. Now Jesus is looking at Our Lady and nodding his head, and the Blessed Mother has touched now her lips with her first forefinger, which indicates directly that one must listen now and repeat. My child and my children, our hearts are surely gladdened by all who have come here to the sacred grounds to be with me and my son on this wonderful occasion. It was many years ago that I came unto you, my child Veronica, for a reason. And this reason has been accomplished by the mere fact that the words from heaven have reached every major nation in the world, and the United States and Canada. The European market for the message has been plentiful and fruitful. Know, my children, that nothing has been wasted. No act of charity has been wasted, and none shall say that they didn't try, because that is also the secret of success into the kingdom of God, is that you will try to follow in my son's steps. Now, Lady is turning over and looking at Jesus and motioning. Now, Jesus, he's not moving his lips the way Our Lady does. It's actually the only human way I could say is that he transfers his being, the Holy Spirit, within you to kind of like take you over so that you could be a voice box for heaven. Now Jesus is nodding, and he's now touching his first fingers to his lips like this. My child and my children, we come with a joyful heart for all who have come to these sacred grounds, but our hearts are heavily laden with grief because so many are still on the road to perdition. Ignorance may give them a short reprieve in Portugal, my children. There's something I must tell you. In Portugal, I have made an appearance there, and I was among those who did not know me because of the state's appointments. States, S-T-A-T-E-S, appointment. My child and my children, you do not recognize the floods that have been set upon you. These floods shall increase, and many will die. And these floods shall be in diverse places, places not known before to have had such an occurrence. Many mothers' hearts will be saddened. Also, my children, I have tried to warn you through my mother and countless other personages from heaven to prepare, for you are fast heading for a war, the Third World War, the war that shall make mankind extinct. But for the few who are chosen to keep up the faithful and the true banner before mankind, the faithful and true banner that states, this is my Jesus. Now, Jesus is going over slowly towards the top of the statue. He's standing there now and looking all about him. There seems to be something very serious happening because he can barely talk. Jesus' voice is choked with emotion. My child and my children, you must keep the message from heaven going throughout the world with haste, great haste, for no one knows the day or the hour. But we have recognized the signs and have given these to you, my children. The Eternal Father knows all and sees all and knows every heart that has been placed upon earth. However, the Eternal Father has said there will be a great destruction upon mankind very soon because of their lack of listening to the cautions of my mother and our appearances throughout the world. War is a punishment for man's sins. There will be wars and more wars, and yet their hearts are hardened and their ears have deafened to the fact that this can happen in the United States, Canada, and any part of the world that the enemy has infiltrated into. My child, this is not a lesson in politics. This is but a lesson of reality. What will happen if you do not accept the messages from heaven and pray, do penance, do much to help my mother in her mission? For so many are needed. So many prayers are needed for those poor souls who have no one to pray for them. You ask my child countless times in the power of God, why do you not just take them from the earth and cure them of their illness, the illness of ignorance and the illness of avarice? My child, there is one thing you must understand. Man has a free will and shall not be forced through the gates of heaven. He must come of his own free will. Many prayers and penances that have taken place throughout the world and given to those souls who need them most have saved many from purgatory. The day will come when all of you will understand fully the message from heaven and the existence of hell, purgatory, and heaven. Do not let those who preach heresy change your hearts and take you away from my church. Your vicar is in great danger. Once more, there is a plot now afoot against him. He has many enemies. Though he has a loving heart, he has many enemies, as so did I upon the cross. My children, you will all pray your rosary daily, even if it means to stop the work you are doing. You will excuse yourself and retire to a quiet place in your office threshold. The rosary must be said at least once a day, the 15 decades. All who pray the rosary and wear my scapular shall be saved. All who place the crucifix upon their front doors shall be saved like the passing of the Lamb. My child and my children, I do not have to stress to you the numbers of young souls that are being destroyed in wars that are going on now throughout your world. Do not become complacent, my children. Do not think that this cannot happen here and there is no danger. The greatest danger for the United States and Canada comes from infiltration into every manner of business and even the Holy Church of God. Satan has entered upon the world some time ago, as my mother expressed to you. And he roams now like a ravenous wolf. And if you do not keep your sacramentals about your neck, the chances are 99%, my children, that you will fall. If you understand the necessity of the brown scapula, you will understand also the necessity of keeping yourselves in the world, but not of the world. You must work for heaven with a fervor that comes from the heart. And do not go about with lip service. There must be acts of charity among your people. My child, I request that all will relearn the acts of faith, hope, and charity. Now, my child, you will repeat. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of a life, and life everlasting. Amen. Jesus is now going over to his mother. He has placed his hand protectively upon her shoulder, and Our Lady is smiling, but there are tears coming down her face. I can see the tears. Our Lady is crying. Now, Our Lady is trying to compose herself, and she's leaning over now and looking at everyone. And then she nods to Jesus, and Jesus is standing over Our Lady's area now. He's not above the statue. He's slightly to the right of the trees. Now, he's extending his hands out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning. Our Lady had remained above her statue, silently, with her hands crossed like this across her chest, with her rosary dangling in her right hand. She has her hands crossed about her chest, and Jesus is coming over now, and Our Lady is taking her rosary, which was about her waist, and holding it in her hand. And the golden crucifix that Our Lady has on her beads, it's shimmering so brilliantly that it's very difficult to look into Our Lady's facial area because of the way the rosary is shining all about her. Now Jesus has come over, and he's touched his fingers to his lips as Our Lady does. Our Lady has a very sad smile. She's trying desperately to smile, but the tears are just pouring down her face. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this again and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is starting to float with Our Lady. They don't walk there. It looks like they're weightless. It's very difficult to put into human language the way they are able to maneuver in the air, on the air. Now, Jesus and Our Lady are both moving over to our left side, beyond the statue, between the trees. And Jesus is looking down now, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is nodding, and she has on now, on her head, I did not notice it before, but Our Lady has the Fatima crown, the large Fatima crown upon her head. And now she's got her hands together like this. And Our Lady looks so regal, every inch a queen. Her beauty is perfection. There is no human way to describe this. And the light that emanates from them, there is no human words to describe this either. It's a phenomenon that's beyond human understanding, but not beyond the power of God. Now, Our Lady is taking out her crucifix and extending it for everyone to be blessed again with the rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is kissing the crucifix of her rosary, and she's placing it back now in her belting. Now, Jesus he looks a little stern. Now, Jesus is touching his fingers to his lips, which means to listen carefully and repeat, "My child and my children, you do not understand how close you are on the brink to the Third World War, which could break out any day now. All who are ready will not suffer the great cataclysm brought on by evil minds. You must all work and pray and do penance for peace among all nations. For we love our children, and we do not want to see them die. For many are unprepared, and they come without baptism. My child and my children, there must be many missionaries throughout the world that must help these lost souls, these ignorant souls. It is your duty as a Catholic, a Roman Catholic, to spread the message of God and save some of these poor souls. For each one is a blossom upon the rose bush, and we cannot let them be trampled on. Love your neighbors as you would love your children, your family. Love them also as part of your family of Christian souls upon earth. Now Jesus is floating over towards the left side of the Excedra, and he's extending his hand out like this again, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his first finger to his lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, and especially my children of the United States of America, you are surrounded now by reconnaissance planes, and also you are surrounded by missiles. Know that your world is not safe any longer. This must be told to you, my children, to try to waken up you up to the fact that now is the time to pray, that now is the time to do penance. Do not put it off for another day, for many of you shall not see the dawn of that day. I admonish you all, my children, as the Father in heaven admonishes you in the Holy Spirit, to do what you can with your heart and your love of charity to help others and help them back onto the narrow road. So many have lost their way and are traveling the wide road that leads to hell. Lucifer is upon earth. You understand that. His powers are great. That is why you must always test the spirits and say the Saint Michael exorcism when it is possible. When it is not possible, you will say, Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who roam now throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. You will remain seated, my child, and receive further instructions. But we wish now, through our medias of the camera, that you take 3 photographs and read them carefully. Now the light is going very dim above Our Lady's statue, and there's a quietness that is so difficult to explain, as though they've gone beyond. The only way I can explain it is like going through a looking glass without shattering it. They went, Our Lady and Jesus are now rising above Our Lady's statue, and Our Lady is smiling, and she's placing her finger now to her lips. Do not be affrighted, my children and my child. We are not leaving. We will be here with you until the end of this struggle for the power of God to replace the heresy of the world. With the extension of the rosary, many shall now receive the power through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to bring health of body and health of spirit to each soul. You will find that your rosary beads shall turn color again. The stems will become pure gold. So do not cast aside your rosary, thinking falsely, as Satan would whisper into your ear, that is not they're not good anymore and must be thrown away. That you will understand, that every rosary that has been blessed by the presence of the Mother of God, Jesus, and the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost, know that these rosaries are very powerful. So you will keep them with you always, for they will have the power for cure and for conversion. Cure of the ailing body and conversion of the sickened soul. My child and my children, you will continue to spread the message throughout the world in great haste. And you, my child, shall not count the cost of keeping the mission going, for all will be supplied with your needs. Now there will be three photographs taken, our lady said.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18th, 1984. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.